Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, a little bit of a time-dribbling maniac, then this episode is for you. We've all been there, right? That frantic feeling when a to-do list feels longer than your arm and every minute counts. But what if I told you that an ancient philosophy, yes, ancient, could actually be your secret weapon for mastering time management? That's right, folks, we're diving into how Stoicism can help you conquer that chaos and become the ultimate time-bending boss. Ever felt like there just aren't enough hours in a day? You know that feeling when you're sprinting to finish everything but still end up tripping over your own feet? We all crave that zen state where we feel in control, productive, and totally at peace with our schedules. Stoicism isn't about becoming some rigid robot who lives by the clock. It's about finding inner stillness amidst the chaos and making conscious choices about how we spend our precious time. First up, let's talk about clarity. Stoics believe in focusing on what's truly within our control. Think of it as a mental decluttering session. We can't control everything that happens around us, but we can control our reactions and actions. So instead of stressing over things outside your sphere of influence, dedicate your energy to tasks you can impact. It's like Marie Kondoing your schedule, only keeping the items that bring joy or, in this case, productivity. Next, remember the power of premeditatio, which basically means planning ahead and visualizing your day. Ever notice how much smoother things go when you have a clear roadmap? Stoics advocate for taking a few minutes each morning to mentally map out your day, prioritize tasks, set realistic goals, and visualize yourself conquering them with grace. It's like setting the GPS for your day. Now let's talk about distractions. We live in a world of constant notifications, social media pings, and that ever-present siren call of our smartphones. Stoics encourage us to practice aporia, which means actively resisting those distractions. Set aside specific times for checking emails and social media. Think of it as scheduled breaks instead of constantly being pulled away from your main focus. It's like saying no in a polite way, of course, to the temptation monster. Remember that feeling when you finally check something off your list? Hear bliss. Stoics emphasize the importance of eudaimonia, which is essentially living a life of fulfillment and purpose. So don't just focus on ticking things off, choose tasks that align with your values and goals. When your work feels meaningful, time seems to fly by. It's like finding your flow state. You get so absorbed in what you're doing that hours disappear. Finally, let's talk about self-compassion. We're all human and we're bound to have days where things don't go as planned. Instead of beating yourself up, practice logos, which means using reason and logic to guide your actions. Acknowledge that setbacks happen, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Let me share a quick example. Picture this, you're knee-deep in work, deadlines looming, and your phone keeps buzzing with distracting notifications. You start to feel overwhelmed, like that hamster on the wheel running nowhere fast. But then you remember those Stoic principles. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can control your reactions, and consciously choose to silence those distractions. You prioritize the most important tasks and focus on making steady progress. Suddenly, the chaos feels more manageable and you regain a sense of control over your time. So, what's the takeaway here? Stoicism isn't just about ancient wisdom, it's a practical toolkit for navigating the modern world. By embracing clarity, planning ahead, resisting distractions, pursuing meaningful work, and practicing self-compassion, we can reclaim our time and cultivate that sense of peace and productivity we all crave. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest time management struggle? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend who could use some Stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired, and keep rocking that time management game.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.